This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Attorney Jim Hurt, attorney at law of the firm Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, James Wallen, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is James, J-A-M-E-S. Last name is Wallen, W-A-L-L-E-N. On March 18, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation based upon review of the medical records as well as taking the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 45-year-old male, height 5'1" tall, weight 192 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about March 25th of 2020, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. He was initially unconscious for a few seconds when he sustained injury by another vehicle running a red light, striking the patient's front corner, period. The patient was in a 2020 Nissan small minivan, period. The vehicle was totaled, period. One airbag was deployed, period. When he awoke, he had head pain as well as left arm pain, period. He had pain in his left ear as well as a high-pitched squeal with muffled sound, period. He has been having hearing problems as well as tinnitus, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day he continues to have headaches as well as tinnitus in the left ear with intermittent crackling sounds, period. He states that he has an ear evaluation next week as well as a follow-up, as well as an ear, nose, and throat doctor appointment on March 25th, 2022, period. He states his headaches are daily and occur approximately 50% of the day, period. The medication amitriptyline has cut it down to 50% of the day instead of 100% of the day, period. The headaches gets worse as the day progresses, period. The intensity ranges from 3 to 5 out of 10, period. It is described as a dull ache in the back of the head, period. He denies nausea or vomiting, but does have some photophobia, period. The tinnitus is constant, period. The ear crackling is intermittent and occurs every few days, period. New paragraph. The approximate timeline of treatment as related by the patient was that day. Ambulance took him to IU Bloomington Hospital. He was treated and released, period. Approximately 1 month later, he was seen at the VA clinic in Bloomington and was referred immediately back to IU Bloomington emergency room to rule out a brain bleed, period. He did have various tests, including CAT scan, and was told that he had a concussion, period. He was referred to a concussion specialist via telephone as a result of COVID, period. He had approximately five meetings over the telephone, period. He was advised to stop work for 10 days. And after approximately 1.5 months of meeting, he was seen at the VA outpatient clinic in Bloomington. He followed up with another VA clinic. He was seen at Naval Medical Center in San Diego on or about January of 2022. They increased his amitriptyline, and he does have some upcoming appointments for his ear, as I've outlined above, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems with his military fitness requirements as it aggravates his headaches, period. He can do his military duty but does so with pain, period. Sports are affected because any physical activity causes aggravation of the headaches, period. Running affects his headaches, period. Sleep is affected, period. New paragraph. Medications include amitriptyline, period. Medication for restless leg syndrome, period. Ibuprofen and baclofen, period. New paragraph. Present treatment includes amitriptyline as well as avoiding physical activity, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for restless leg syndrome, period. He does have osteoarthritis in his back, period. He has mild sleep apnea, period. He has had a mild hearing loss in both ears, period. He has had mild tinnitus that became much worse after this automobile accident, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for wisdom tooth extractions, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient has never had serious headaches in the past that required any treatment or doctor visits, period. He did have occasional headaches when he was dehydrated in the past, and it responded to immediate fluids, period. He has not had any serious automobile accidents that required hospitalization, period. He did have an automobile accident approximately 4 months before this automobile accident that he had a neck sprain and some physical therapy, but did have total resolution, period. In the 1990s, he had a work accident where he fractured his ankle, and it has resolved, period. In approximately 1991, he had a dislocated knee, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of a platoon sergeant for the Army National Guard, period. He can work full-time, but physical activity aggravates the headaches, period. New paragraph. Under allergies, no known allergies. New paragraph, I have reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as photographs, period. I would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Review of the photographs demonstrate a fair amount of damage to the left front of the vehicle. Another photograph shows the airbag that was deployed, period. Records from Bloomington EMS pre-hospital care report dated March 25th, 2020 state that his chief complaint was left arm pain and left ear pain, period. They were advised that the airbag deployed, impacting his head on the left side and caused pain in his ear. He also reported left arm pain, period. Report from IU Bloomington Hospital, Emergency Medicine, March 25th, 2020, states a 43-year-old male presents to the emergency department via EMS, period. He was the restrained driver of his vehicle and was T-boned by another vehicle who ran a red light, period. He reports that the airbags deployed and his left arm became pinned between the steering wheel. He complains of left-sided head pain and left elbow forearm pain, period. His blood pressure was elevated on admission at 152/93. Under musculoskeletal review of systems, there was left-sided head pain as well as mild headache. Their assessment was motor vehicle restrained driver, number two, contusions of the forearm, number three, contusions of the forearm left. They advised follow-up with his primary care doctor, period. A second emergency room visit dated April 22nd, 2020 at IU Bloomington Hospital. The history is a 43-year-old male who presents to the ED with a complaint of headache, onset 1 month ago, period. His head struck the airbag upon forceful deployment and impaction period. Patient notes the headaches are daily, and the severity of symptoms have progressively worsened, period. Their assessment was concussion, and they advised him to follow up with his PCP. They did do a CT of the head, and it was negative for acute intracranial processes, period. Progress note from the VA, there were several notes, but a sampling note dated April 10th, 2020, reports 1.5 weeks ago was T-boned, side airbags deployed, remembers being struck, and next thing was spun around in the exit of the vehicle, period. He has had some daily headaches since, as well as left ear ringing and hearing loss, period. Notes, dated August 31st, 2020, once again from the VA. Stated that he went to the emergency room and only checked his arm, did not assess for concussion, told by PCP staff to go to ER after reporting headaches, period, seen by concussion specialist, period. Their diagnosis was concussion. The next notes, set of notes, this is a random sampling from outpatient general surgery, MD progress notes. Chief complaint was concussion. This note is dated October 28th, 2020. The patient presents for telemedicine visit with audio from patient's home in Indiana with Lindsay Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, nurse practitioner. The assessment was concussion and continue work without restriction on that date, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found all the treatment that has been outlined above and that he has experienced because of the automobile accident of March 25th, 2020 were all reasonable, appropriate, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions after review of the records and taking his history is diagnosis one, concussion. Number two, post-concussion cephalgia. Number three, tinnitus aggravation. Number four, hearing loss aggravation. Number five, left forearm trauma resolved, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of March 25th, 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 5th edition, by the AMA. The patient qualifies for a 4% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 13-18, page 342, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include medications, both prescription and over-the-counter, period. He will need to continue the amitriptyline-type medication, period. Estimated cost of medications would be $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient may have further expenses that will be rendered by the ear specialist pending his upcoming hearing evaluation and ENT evaluation, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the medical records as well as taken the history directly from the telephone, period. I have not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon review of the records and history, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation.